I think there is some confusion left concerning our test for this class. There is only one question for the class on church history.
就是说怎么样利用教会历史我们所上的课这些资料来证实真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会。
And the question is, how can we prove that the true Jesus Church is the only church of salvation by using what we have learned from the church history?
那你可以自己写一份报告。
Now you may choose to write your own report to me.
那或是如果一小组的话组长如果跟大家一起商讨，就是你这组人如果要合起来写一份也可以，但是呢，一定要就是每个人都要参加，就是组长哈，那个要保证说每个人都参加，不要有人在那边参加，有人跑掉去玩了。
Another alternative you may choose to take up is that you may work in your groups. The condition for working in your groups is that each of the group captains must make sure that every member in your group must participate.Otherwise, you're not allowed to work in your group because then some people will be doing the work and other people won't.
最后呢，这一张报告就是这个考试呢，参加人都签名在里面，写你的名字在里。
I would like all the signatures, if you do choose to work in your group, the signatures of all of the group members who worked on this report.
这是教会历史的考试。
That is the, will be for the test for church history.
那耶尔书呢，是在耶尔书后面的十一个题目。
Regarding our class on Joel, there are 11 questions in the back of the handout on Joel.
那耶稣你们可以今天早上有看过了哈，你们看完之后就答那个题目，看会不会答。
And I want you to each to try to answer the questions after you've read through Joel.
因为那题目都是在圣经里面的，如果你找可以找出来的。
The answers are all in the Bible, and if you search for them, you will find them there.
并且有些题目我自己已经有答案了在里面了。
In addition to which, I've already given you some of the answers to some of the questions in the handout.
好，这是教会历史。
Here.
那这是耶稣。
And this is concerning the test for our class on Joel.
那个圣餐里呢，也有英文的，也有对不起，英文的也有那个题目，有几题？五题哈，四题。
And regarding our class on the Holy Communion, there are four questions in the back of the English handout.
教历史，耶稣。那洗脚礼呢？洗脚礼一个题目。
And I'll give you one question for the test for the class on the foot washing.
就是说，洗脚礼，典礼性的洗脚礼，在什么时候，在什么大公会议，怎么样的情况之下被改掉的
？How and when and at what?Council was it decided to change the sacrament of foot washing?
那我在我写的那篇文章里面就有了。
And you can find the answer in the handout on foot washing.
对，这样有没有很清楚
？So does anyone have any questions on the tests?
所以从昨天前面就开始可以写的了哈。那写完你就先交来，这是考试了哈。
And so this is what our test will comprise of. Whenever you're finished, hand it in to me if you finish before the deadline.
好，那现在我们继续来上教会历史。那个我们今天早上，我们继续来讲教会历史。
Let's continue to our discussion of church history.
我们有讲到64年的时候有发生大逼迫。
We know that in the year 64 there was a great persecution.
这个逼迫到什么时候结束的呢
？Now when did this round of persecution end？
是313年。
And it ended roughly in the year it ended in the year 313 A.D.
为什么会结束呢
？And why did this period of persecution end in this year？
就是君士坦丁大帝。
This was because of the Emperor Constantine.
他本来是不会信耶稣的。
Constantine was not originally a Christian.
他本来是驻扎在英国。
And he had actually been brought up in England.
他们, 罗马人那时候是拜太阳神,
At that time, the Romans worshipped the sun god.
那这历史就列过, 最后呢, 他跟他的敌人, 最后一个决战的话, 是在一个桥,
That lady was there. One time, Constantine fought against his enemies in the most decisive battle of his life.
在闽南那个,
it was in Milan at the bridge of Galerius.
那他的对敌加,你说加利流,加利流,也是蛮强一个,
it was at a bridge in Milan. His opponent was named Galerius.
也是很强的敌人。 就是说他是争夺江山啊,就是说谁打胜了就是当皇帝。
And this battle was over, who would become the emperor of Rome?
如果输的话,那就没命了。And
whoever lost would lose their life.
所以这种很紧张。And
he was very nervous and anxious about this battle.
看他的军力是不太,跟他的敌人是平平,差不多。And
he knew that his forces were roughly equal to his enemy's forces.
然后就...
有这样的传说了。And the story goes like this.
那历史就这样说。说他呢就看到天空有一个记号，就他看到太阳，然后有一个P， 那再一个X。
And according to historical accounts, he saw a vision, and the vision was that next to the sun, he saw the symbols of a P and an X.
然后他就当然会找人来解释到底什么意思啦。And
he asked for an interpretation of this vision.
P就是什么? 英文是 peace, 对不对? Pax.
The P was for peace.
这希腊那个拉丁文是这样。 那X呢是 是基督 是Christos
And the X was for Christ
哇他就人家就这样跟他解释里面也有一些基督徒嘛他很高兴赶快叫所有的兵呢都画这个记号画这个PX
And when he learned of this he was very happy and ordered all of his soldiers to put on the symbol of the P and the X.
啊, 真的他打胜了。
And as a result, or afterwards, they won the battle.
他打胜是在312年。
And his victory was in the year 312.
313年他就下一个命令叫做米兰那个玉历。 就米兰的谕令
In the year 313 he issued the edict of Milan
那从这时候基督徒迫害才消除
which stopped all persecution of Christians
那他在看这个时候呢 他看到空中出现了一排字 好像现在那个 电脑打字幕那样子有一个字幕打出来
Along with the vision that he saw he also saw a series of words come into his sight
是这样
And this is what it was.
就说 Hoc signo vinces. 就说 靠着这个记号，你就会得胜。这样子。
And what it meant was, by this sign, you shall be victorious.
所以从此之后，基督教啊，有些记号有没有哈？就是从这边开始的。And
so the practice in within Christianity of having different monograms stems from this event.
但是君士坦丁他不是这样就相信呢，他想说，哎呀，这个耶稣让我得胜了，他很高兴。And
Constantine, of course, didn't just believe everything at that moment, but what he knew was that Jesus had given him victory.
我们现在如果说你体验到神，再来就要做什么？And
what happens after you have, for example, if you have an experience of God, what is the next step that you need to take?
基本每个人都受洗啊，对不对？
And usually the next step would be baptism.
他不受洗,
but he was not baptized.
就是坦丁大帝他要快要死之前才受洗。
And in fact, he was not baptized until shortly before his death.
因为他就不受洗，他感觉就嘿，想说他因为怕说如果受洗的话，就不能犯罪了，所以等到要死之前再来受洗这样。And
what he thought was that if he were baptized right away, he would not be able to commit sins anymore or go against the word of God, and so he waited until the last possible moment to be baptized.
他也是第一个把星期六改成星期天，正式的，他以皇帝的命令，在321年，就是把他把星期六改成Sunday.
And this is also the emperor who, by decree in the year 321, changed the Sabbath day from Saturday to Sunday.
因为他看到太阳的那个记号。
Because he had seen his vision alongside of the sun.
他们把耶稣就当成那个太阳神了。And
they considered Jesus to be identical with the sun god.
那这个国王呢，他是皇帝，不但是政治的领导人物，也是宗教的领导人物。As
Emperor Constantine was not only the political leader of the Roman Empire, but he was also its religious leader.
昨天晚上我们有讲到那个在神学里面发生的争执。
Last night we talked about some of the divisions that happened within the theological schools.
在亚历山大，就是现在埃及那亚历山大港哈，亚历山大是当时的一个很大的一个学院学派，就是亚历山大学派。In
Alexandria, which was in Egypt, at the time it was the home of one of the greatest schools of learning.
我写这些名字，你们就看一看就好了，因为如果你们不是专业这个哈，如果肯背不起来没有关系。他们这一派呢，是以道成肉是那个道来解释圣经。Logos.
Okay. These three figures, Athanasius, Origen, and Clement, used the idea of Logos, or the Word incarnate, to explain Jesus.
在亚细亚这边有另外一个派别。亚细亚。亚细亚，这安提阿。
And in Antioch, there was another school of thought. Led by
Aristotle.
And don't worry if you can't remember these names, I'm just giving you some of the details, but remember the main trends of thought.
他们这一派就是我昨天晚上讲的，有一派里面是世子论，有没有？就是耶稣是被认养的，有没有？到三十岁才被认养的那一派，他们是在这边。
And this group in Antioch was the group that came up with the notion of adoptionism, that is, Jesus was adopted by God during the baptism at age 30.
这个人哈。 就是聂斯多里派有没有？在中国唐朝的时候有传到中国，就是景将有没有？中国那个景将聂斯多里派哈，景将有一个景将流行中国碑，那个碑文哈。就是这个派的。And
the Nestorian school eventually reached as far as China. If anyone knows any more in English, please tell us.
Nestorians.
景教是那个church。那到中国来，他们那个因为中国人把它换成景教，景教就是大明大光明的教这样。And they established the church in China.
那到中国来很风行哦，那个唐太宗派房玄龄哈去迎接嘞。And
this was during the Tang Dynasty, and this church grew so great that its leaders were received by the highest officials in China.
这在中国宗教史里面有的。And
this is also became part of the religious history of China.
那附带讲一声，在唐朝的时候，那个犹太教也传到中国。And
just as an added piece of information, during the Tang Dynasty, Judaism also made its way to China.
在开封府呢，也有很多的，也有那个犹太教的教堂。
开封就是一个叫开封。And in Kaifeng, there was also Jewish synagogues.
唐朝的首都嘛。And
that was the capital of the Tang Dynasty.
但是中国人厉害哦。
But
为什么呢？ 附带讲的哈，人家说中国人是吃的民族，就是什么东西都可以吃哈，蛇肉啦、熊掌啦、鱼啦，能吃的中国人都能吃，所以吃那个中国吃是最厉害。
And one thing that we may know about the Chinese is that they're very fond of eating almost anything.
那犹太人很硬，这个民族的宗教很硬，所以犹太人到哪里的话，不很少被同化，不会的。
But the Jewish religion is the Jewish tradition is very rigid in its rules, and it's very seldom that it goes to any country and is integrated into that country's culture.
啊，中国人是软软人屈人伸，遇到犹太人怎么办
？And the Chinese being not as rigid, it was very interesting to see what happened when the two met each other.
最后，这些犹太人被中国人吃掉了。
人
人啊。
And what happened?
找不到啊！现在我在那个上宗教课的时候，宗教学说找不到这些人，不知道跑哪里去。那个教堂还在啊，人都同化了，变成中国人，改中国姓，找不到犹太人了，吃掉了。
是真的吃掉？
不是，不是吃掉，是同化掉了。
If you look in the records of Chinese history, you will see that you will see the arrival of the Jewish proselytizers, but all of a sudden they've disappeared, and their line is carried on by Chinese people with Chinese names, and so they were swallowed up, so to speak.
在德国有几位德国人，我们教会的。
And in Germany, there are some of our own church members.
这是不是教？这也算教会历史了哈，反正在教里面发生的事情。刚来信的时候也蛮有个性的，德国人的个性嘛，就是这样。
And some German brothers and sisters who came to believe, and they were quite interesting characters.
过几年之后，哎，奇怪，每个都像中国人。
And it's very interesting to see that after a few years of being in the church, they've also taken on many Chinese characteristics.
那就没有什么气了哈。
And it seems as if they've had a lot of their original,
好像落气的一样，落气的德国人一样。
Original German spirit has somehow leaked out of them.
那我是想说，如果哈以后都再有几个德国人来信的话，如果有30个、40个，他们就自己成立教会，比较不会被中国人吃掉。
And so perhaps in the future, when there are more German brothers, native German brothers and sisters, they can form their own church so as not to become more and more.Like Chinese people.
这是附带讲，我看到这个人就想到这个，就想到那个，对不起哈。
Excuse me for my digression.
但是如果继续讲这个里面的神学的话，我看大家都睡着了，一定会睡着。
So let's move on from these things.
在这两派打仗的时候，他们互相攻击啊。
These two schools of thought attacked each other very fiercely.
这边是那个亚历山大派。
On one side was the school based in Alexandria.
就是那个小亚细亚派。
And the other was the one in Asia Minor.
啊，为了神学的问题，为了神观的问题，征战。
And they fought mightily over these questions of theology.
比战啊，不是说不是打仗。
And they fought with ideas, and they fought comparing their ideas to each other.
啊，两边势力都相当，就是说这边的信徒也不少，这边信徒也不少，所以造成教会那时候快要分裂。
And the members who followed each of these schools were quite numerous, and so it's caused a situation where the church was almost split.
啊，所以这时候君士坦丁把他君士坦丁大帝他就出来了，他召开全国的大会。
And this was the time of the appearance of the Emperor Constantine, and he convened the first meeting of the whole church.
就是325年开的尼西亚。尼西亚会议
，The Council of Nicaea held in the year 325 A.D.
那后来定了一个尼西亚信经。尼西亚信经
，And it was at this council that they established the Nicaean Canon.
那尼西亚信经就把三位一体论定了。
The Nicaean Canon fixed the doctrine of the Trinity into the faith of the church.
三一论在这个时候定了，所以现在几乎我要讲，这就是说，现在我们最后要讲的三个基督教会三个大的冲击之一，就是普世教会运动。他们认为说，如果不信三一神论的，不相信尼西亚信经的，所有教派都是异端，或是就是不合了，就是小 小的 denomination 就是属于堂支啊，堂教。
Yesterday we talked about the three major failures of the early church, and we can see here at the Council of Nicaea, when they established the doctrine of the Trinity, then they considered those who believed in anything else to be sects or deviations from the church, S-E-C-T.
其实这尼西亚信心是皇帝自己定的，就是说他们两个在辩论，到最后他为了不要让分裂，所以就把这个人呢，他后来老了，就把他放逐，然后让他得胜哈。
But actually,
这边得胜。
The final verdict at the Council of Nicaea was up to the emperor, and what he eventually decided to do was to exile Arius, who was an elderly leader of the school in Asia Minor, and proclaimed Athanasius of the other school the victor.
所以从325年的尼西亚信心。到381有那个君士坦丁的那个大公会议，大公会议。431在以弗所，也是大公会议。
大公会议
，Council，C-O-U-N-C-I-L。
In 325, it was the Council of Nicaea. There was Constantine convened another council in 381, another council in 431 in Ephesus.
Jacobun, 大公会议，所以经过了四个大公会之后，几乎那个神官的问题，还有其他的一些教会的一些问题都定了。
And the fourth council held in Chalcedon in the year 451, and the major doctrines of the church were established over the course of these four councils.
那并且就是奠定了以后天主教的道理的基础，都在这个，最重要是这三个。
And they laid, especially the first, the second, and the fourth councils, laid the foundation for the doctrines and the faith of the Roman Catholic Church.
那经过了君士坦丁之后，那个宗教跟国家也几乎快要连成一体了。
And after Constantine, we can see the gradual merging of the church and the state.
那在君士坦丁之后呢？君士坦丁之后，他就把那个国家分成两半，因为太远了。从意大利，他从西班牙一直到意大利、希腊，一直到东边这边来，到土耳其，都是他的。所以他感觉他的子孙感觉一个人要管那么多，所以分成两边，一边在罗马，一边在君士坦丁堡，就是在土耳其，分成两个，所以变成东罗马帝国、西罗马帝国。
After Constantine, the Roman Empire was divided into the Eastern and the Western, into two kingdoms, Eastern and Western, because it stretched all the way from Spain over to Turkey and Asia Minor. And so one capital of the Western Empire was in Rome, and the capital of the Eastern Empire was in Turkey, in Constantinople.
那中国人那时候要打匈奴，把匈奴打跑了，匈奴就把日耳曼人打跑。
匈奴，
那个昏了。中国人，German.
Okay. At the time, also from China, we see the appearance of the Huns, who pushed back the Germans in their campaigns.
中国人把北边的匈奴打到西边的西北的欧洲去，那他那个匈奴人又把日耳曼人赶下来，所以把那些日耳曼人就打到那个意大利来了。
So you see a great movement of peoples. The Chinese pushed Let's start over again.
Okay,
the Chinese pushed the Huns to further and further west. The Huns, as they moved west, pushed the Germanic peoples up intoNorthern Europe.
那日耳曼人在把那个东那个西罗马帝国 就把那个罗马占了啦。
And as the Germanic peoples moved up into northern and western Europe, they took over portions of the Roman Empire.
所以到第五世纪，西罗马帝国被那个日耳曼人占了几次，就全部毁了。
And that is why the Roman Empire in the west fell to the Germanic invaders ultimately in the 5th century.
因为日耳曼人是那时候是野蛮民族嘛，还是很野蛮的。
Because at the time these peoples were considered to be barbarians.
那讲这个就是西罗马帝国一灭亡之后呢，就没有皇帝了，那谁来当皇帝
？And when the Western Empire vanished, then the question became who would become the emperor of the empire.
所以才会西罗马帝国的所在地就是罗马的主教才会以后掌权，是有这个原因的。
And it was at this time that the Pope, who was in Rome, grasped hold of this power.
那所以我们说440年是第一个教皇，就是 Leo Great 开始。
And as we mentioned, in the year 440, Leo the Great, the first Pope, appeared in Rome.
那我们现在就讲中间，我们早上已经有开始讲那个中古世纪了。那刚刚只是在复习一下而已啊。
And this morning we began talking about the church in the Middle Ages, and I've just given you a brief review of some of the events leading up to that time period.
那在当时呢，整个基督教里面比较有强大势力的那个主教就是亚历山大，还有加大国在北非，在然后安提阿。然后在这个当中，这是算东方的，东方最强的就是君士坦丁，就是君士坦堡，现在是伊斯坦堡或是称为拜占庭，因为这是皇帝所在地，这是东罗马帝国的首都，所以这个主教很强。
Now let's talk about the bishops or the bishops who were most powerful at the time. In the west, they are based in Antioch, they're based in Alexandria and Carthage. In the east, they're based in the most powerful bishop was based in the capital of the Roman Empire in the east, the capital of which was Constantinople, modern-day Istanbul, or sometimes called Byzantium.
那东西两个大主教，东边是在伊斯坦堡，就是那西边是在罗马，在争持不下，所以1054年就分开了。
And because there was disagreement between the church authorities in Constantinople and Rome, in the year 1054, the church split in two.
那东边的就是希腊正教。
To the east, the church became the Eastern Orthodox Church, or the Greek Orthodox Church.
那西边这边就是罗马天主教。
And in the west, the church became the Roman Catholic Church.
好。那现在就从一个当时的大公教会变成两个教派，两个教会。
And so what was originally one church, agreed upon in various councils had now split and become two independent, two separate churches.